Planned Parenthood President, Terrifying Pro-Life Legislation. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 17, 2019. The president of Planned Parenthood reacted Friday to the sweeping pro-life legislation taking place recently in a number of states by calling it a terrifying time for women in America. States such as Georgia, Kentucky, Alabama, Ohio, Mississippi, and Missouri have all passed measures that severely restrict abortion, one of which could lead to a review of the Supreme Court's 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade. This is a terrifying time for women in America. Lena Wen, a physician and the president of the nation's largest abortion business, tweeted Friday. Planned Parenthood will not sit by and watch as politicians take our rights and freedoms to women's health care away, she tweeted. We will fight in Missouri, Georgia, Alabama, and everywhere else politicians interfere with medical care, because women's healthcare is healthcare and healthcare is a human right. Following the Missouri House's passage of a comprehensive pro-life bill that was praised by Republican Governor Mike Parson, Wen said the legislation would be disastrous, and responded by denigrating white men. Missouri Gov. Parson should be ashamed of riding the disgraceful coattails of 25 white men in Alabama who just voted to ban safe, legal abortion, Wen said, according to the Associated Press. Wen also applauded Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's tweet, in which she said, if male politicians could get pregnant, there would be as many Planned Parenthood clinics as there are post offices. Planned Parenthood's most recent annual report revealed that the number of abortions performed at the chain's facilities increased by more than 11,000 last year, even though the number of abortions throughout the country has reached its lowest level since the Roe v. Wade decision. The leader of the abortion chain continues to minimize abortion as a healthcare decision like many healthcare decisions. However, at the recent rally at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Philadelphia, where the pro-life community protested the aggressive bullying and threats of Democrat Representative Brian Sims, OB/GYN Dr. Monique Rubaroux reminded, abortion is never safe. At least one person is guaranteed to die, Rubaroux said at the rally. The other is left wounded, at best.